Wednesday, Shir Samach Vav.
For you.
The Gemara was asking a kasha. And the memory of Rav Lezer, he scratched me the money, and then he gave her only a dinar. So Rav Lezer says, Mekudeshes liyashli. Even that he said the money, and the Maisi he goes and he gives a dinar. So we say, Mekudeshes liyashli. He means to Mekadesh in a dinar, and the rest is a tnai. And I've then fragged the Gemara Akash and Meisvi. His kach li b'mone, v'o yomoyne v'o yilech v'o rotzo echad mehem lachzer afilu b'dino ra'achroin, or reshuz b'yote, you could change your mind. And the Gemara understood that Lefi Rav Lezer, she's already mekudeshes b'dino, and the rest, it's only a t'nai that he has to give. And we spoke about, even that it's a t'nai, l'chura, you could be choyzer and not mekayim the t'nai, you could change your mind. These are the kashes that we spoke. But Mikol Mokim, the Gemara is asking a kasha that here it's mashma sheyochel lachzor boy, and Rav Lezer is mashma that the kiddushin will chal already in the first dinner. Hoche b'mayaskinen de omar b'monezu. So when he says b'monezu, so the kiddushin is only chal with a full money. So while the kiddushin is only chal in a full money, Meile kol zman he didn't finish to give the money, yochel lachzor boy. So what it says, Iskach b'mone v'yomoyne v'oilech v'rotzeyecho b'hem lachzer afilu b'dino r'achin r'shus b'yodoy. It's b'mone zu. Now he's holding a money and he's giving you the money and he says, Iskach li b'mone zu, and he starts to give it, 1, 2, 3. He could be choyzer till he finished to give the money zu. But Iskach li b'mone and he gives one, then Rav Lezer is right that he's meaning to mekadesh and the first one. This is the source of the shmeis of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara mid the seifa b'monezu reisha b'monestam. The ketoni seifa. Omar lo iskachi b'monezu. V'nimtzo b'nechoser dinor adinor shenechoishes elu mekudeshes. Dinor ra reisha mekudeshes v'yachliv. Lo reisha v'seifa d'omar b'monezu. Upirushik u'mefarosh. Rotzo echod mehem lachzer afilu b'dinor ha'achu in reshus b'yodo keitzad. Ki goin d'omar lo b'monezu. So what is the pshat? He could change his mind. Zog Rashi. Keitzad omar b'mone zu v'nimtza choser dino einu mekudeshes v'haynu dekoma rotzo echot mehem lachzor reshus b'yodoy. So what is the case of rotzo echot mehem lachzor reshus b'yodoy? He gave her money zu, v'nimtzo echot mehem choser, avdem shteit im rotzo echot mehem lachzor reshus b'yodoy. So if he says, I have a kiddush b'mone, and he gives her one, he can't change his mind, the kiddush in achal. He says, he's kachi b'mone zu, v'nimtzo choser, Rashi says, avdem shteit yochoy lachzor boy. Is medayek deran in the Rashbo in Rashi, b'mone zu, ורוצה אחד מהם לחזור הרשוס ביודוי, משמע that if he doesn't change his mind, and he fulfills up the dinar, she's mekudeshes. אז זה מדויק עם רשי. If he doesn't change his mind, and he fulfills up the one that is chosa, אז משמע in רשי, she's mekudeshes. Why she's mekudeshes? Person tells the isha, I had mekudeshes in this apple, and he gives her orange. It's over. Now he goes, he finds a new orange. Although she could say yes, it's not a reshus beyodoy lachzor, and automatic, if he's not choizer, she's mekudeshes. Im rotzo lachzor velekadesh, and she agrees, a reshus beyodoy. And in Loshen Abraisa is mashma that the kiddushin of Bichal Meilo. And the Gemara is mamshich, and by the way, and I'm a mistab, and he said, G'day to reishu v'monestam, hashtu v'monestam le'avi kiddushin, v'monezu mi boye? Verstehe nicht. The man is tam, he could be mashlim. The man is so he can be mashlim. Mashlim and both he could be mashlim. He mishu mo lehari, to le save le glu ele reishim. Shlo yote ma reishim on ezu, abe man is tam, abe kedushim, le save on ezu, abe reishim on is tam. Ve afilu ach le abe kedushim. So shita as rashi, if you mekade shayisho be man ezu, ve nimtza chosa, she's not mekudeshes, but if you give her another dino, she becomes mekudeshes. אם רוצה לעזור, יוכל לעזור. You can't force her. You can't force her. About, if you give her, she's mekudeshes. You don't need to do a new maisa kiddush. And the Rishoni Machoyle can Rashi, the Ran and the Rash Mantesus here, they say, מה פתאום? If you tell her, יש הרי המקודשת במון הזו, this is the maisa. This didn't happen. A new maisa kiddush, a new amira. Rashi is a pele Rashi. Peladi Gerashi. Memonazu. How it could work. So Vaisnes Rashi learns that when you say Arev Mekudeshes, if a person tells a lady Arev Mekudeshes with a stender, and he doesn't give her a stender, and he gives her a chair, it's over. Later he finds a new stender, he said, when a person tells a Isha Mekudeshes $100, and was missing a dollar, so I'll give you a different dollar. This is the das. About it, close by the mice, it didn't happen. She could change her mind, he could change his mind. Oh, but the umdene, he's not marked with that specific money. The umdene is not marked with that specific money, dafka this money. What is a chayfetz? As a smaller person is marked with a specific chayfetz. When there's no specific chayfetz, it's a money. So I said the money zoo. They give me something else, it also works. Now, the Rishonim bring a raya from Loshna Gemara and Zayin Amud Beis. עסקת שלי בשירו עם 50 ושווה 50 מקודשת. לא ישווה 50, או לא ישווה. משמע, the Gemara has nothing what to do. It doesn't say, וישלים. Value was מקדש in this שירויים, and it's missing something, so she's not מקודשת. So we'll say, yeah, שירויים is specific clothes. So when you say, בשווה 50, and it's not worth 50, it's too bad. But in money, Rashi holds, if they agree, אבל it's not that it's Mamon Azu, it's only Chal if you have it, but if it's missing, you can fulfill it. אבל נבל תעשה אורי לפי מה מוסף את האבני מילואים. And Rashi דבר המסר בשבו בחמישים, Rashi says, אידה אומר עסקת שלי בחמישים זוז, והרי לא אילך בדמי. He was מקדש של חמישים זוז. If Rashi holds that if it's missing, you could fulfill it, here also, l'chura, the svara would be that if you miss it, you can fulfill it. So the Rishonim Achoylek and Rashi, and they learned b'monestam, as Rab Lezer, b'monezu, im rotze yochel m'mlachzo yochel lachzo boy, aber l'fi Rashi, he could fill it up later, l'fi the Rishonim, if it's missing 100, the kiddushin are not kiddushin. If they want to do a new ma'ase kiddushin, they can do a new ma'ase kiddushin. This is the first chay. Ravashi Yom Amayna Vayiluch Shaini, the Daite Akule. If he gave a dino, she's Mekudeshes V'yashlim. If he starts to count, 1, 2, so she knows that he's counting, so she waits till the end, and she's not masking for Miskadesh in the first dino. The Rif is Mashmidit. And the Rishonim say, because he hold that the Iker Teretz is a chiluk v'mone stam l'mone zu. So the Aloch, if a person tells the lady, Iskadeshli v'mone, and he starts to count, she's Mekudeshes. State in the Sefer of the Braise, Bemonezu, Venim Tzachosa, Bemonezu, Venim Tzachosa. Yochel Achzabo. Nimtza Dino Shon Nechoishes, Yochel Achzabo. Dino Ra, Mekudeshes Veyachlif. Zog Digmo, I Dino Shon Nechoishes Eichidom. Ida Yoda Bey, when she took the 100, Hosovro Vekibla. הסופרו וקיבלה לא הצריך עוד יאיב נהילו בלילה הנה מי דהשתקח לו בין הזוזה דהשתקח לו בין הזוזה so she didn't know about it so she's not מקודשת now we'll see the last line of the Gemara this line is a שוורה line היי דינו רע היחדומי אידה לא ינופיק היינו דינו של נחוישת so she's not מקודשת אומר רב פופק אידה נופיק על ידי התחק The nofik al yedei atchak. It's a shvach adina. And here we have the pele de gemara. So what is the halacha? It's nofik al yedei adchak, mekudeshes, v'yachlif. What's it does? It's good shasadchak or it's not good shasadchak? If it's good, mekudeshes. If it's not good, she's not mekudeshes. What is the pshat mekudeshes v'yachlif? Doesn't make sense. Mekudeshes yashlim ahir. Bedino, we said he's mekadesh in one, v'yashlim. But b'monezu, he's mechaven in 100. It's not v'yashlim. The kiddushin needs the whole 100. If it's missing one, yochol achzor boy. It's nechoshes yochol achzor. If it's a dino ra, she's mekudeshes v'yashlim. She's not mekudeshes in the 99. She's mekudeshes b'monezu. The kiddushin has to work in 100, right? Has to be 100. So she's only mekudesh in 100. What is v'yachlif? What? Why the yachlif? It's good.
It's good.
So she's married on that chag?
No, she's married on that
chag. If she's married, I don't want to change. He's already a husband. He doesn't want to change. Why the change?
That's a Suffolk thing.
Father,
she's married.
You're saying the side. Suffolk? Suffolk?
No,
so she doesn't have to change.
The coin over here has a problem. I have to take care of the coin. That's it.
It doesn't make sense what you're saying. What doesn't make sense? She's mekudeshes or not? She had a das to have this dinner or not? Yes or no? If she had a das, she's mekudeshes.
Yeah, but this is not exactly the dinner.
Not exactly.
It's
so
good enough.
You're repeating the Gemara or you're explaining?
Still the
Gemara. What do you understand? I'm looking for someone that understood. I'm looking for someone that understood the Gemara. I don't know. Maybe I'll chapsha. If she wanted to marry him, a person marries a husband. Yeah, she's married to him, but she'll take a different husband. If she had a das to marry this guy, it's her husband. She likes him or she doesn't like him. If she doesn't like him, so she's not married to him. And if she's married to him, it's a black kedushin. What's the kedushin?
Yeah, not
medina
kedushin.
Medina what? So the Ran and the Ritva say two mehalchim. So the Ran and the Ritva say two mehalchim in the sugi. One mehalach zog the Ran. The Ran is mamish b'ktzora, but the stipler breaks in that it's two terutzim. The stipler ruins the first mehalach. The Ran says, read the Ran inside. The Ran is mamish three lines, but the stipler reads in that the first line is one shtickle there, the second line is the second shtickle. Now we have to explain. The Kaven the Nofik are raising the Kudeshes, the Mistomel Kobdo Kol Sheikhlifoi. The first four words. The Mistomel Kobdo Kol Sheikhlifoi. If he switches it, she's not Makbi. It's not the style. So tonight, she's masking to, as we said in Adino, Mikudeshes Vyashlim, she's masking to Miskadesh Al Tnai that he will switch. If the stipler wears mishpat at night, if she's masking, about a minute. Now, why when it's missing one, you don't say she's mekudeshes v'yashlim? Says she said b'monezu, she wants monezu. If it's missing one or it's dinosh nechoshes, she says goodbye. Why she says goodbye? Switch. It's not what you told me. I don't want to marry. She said here. He says two spots. First, he doesn't look like mamish a cheater. If he told her b'monezu and he gave her nechoshes, I got it, ashaka, goodbye. He gave her. If he's masking to switch, so I was masking to miskadesh al tnai. Second nusach, she has a mashkle. She has something in her hand. He gave her money. So she has a smichus das to make a tnai. So b'mele we assume that she makes a tnai.
Why
She makes it night. Das heißt, das ist ein MML, you will need Mishpate at noim. Le fide rishon, in there is no Mishpate at noim. Take it, wie very schwer. Ve efsho. So this time now starts in Ozum Shant. She'ein ha-kidushin tluim bekach. Ve af al polo yishlo yichlifo yim mekudeshes. Elo she'yesh lo yichlifo yim medin choyf ba'al. So this time there is boi that the Ran said to Mehalchim, and the Ritva is a shtigel more stark. We'll start with the first Malach again. So the first Malach we say in Pshat, Tznai. Stavim himself says it's Mamash Toli in the whole Shail. If you have to have Mishpate at Noim, if you don't have to have Mishpate at Noim. So in the Stavim, maybe I will say another Pshat in the first Pshat. If he's masking to... What is the problem, Masin Shail? What is the problem, Matbeara? Mabaya Matbeara. What is not good? Maizat Smoni, Mabaya. So why the Meister person doesn't want? It's a torn piece of paper. He's going to go to the Makola, the guy will say, hey, you know, he's scared, you know, maybe it will not go. Zog the Stipler, if he has to switch it, she has to switch it. It's a bank. It's one guy that promises to switch it. So Bemele, if he switches it, so it's Nizbarel, that is a way to switch it. Says, Bemele, he says, could be this with Losh Naran. They came in another Rebbe Kodesh, the Mistomelo Kabde Kol Sheikhlifo. If he's switching it, so she's not Magdi. Nedoich. So the first Pshad of the Ran state clothed that if he's not switching it, so she's not Mekodesh. She's only Mekodesh if he switches it. So other the Pshad is taken, Midan Mishpate at Noim. Although it's not mitzad mishpate at noi, it's mitzad that if he switches it, so it's kilu et yaitze boitze. But then the Ran is mamshi. Ve'efshel she'ein ha-kiddushin tluim bekach. Ve'avad bishlo yichlifo mekudeshes. Elo she'yesh lo yichlifo medin choyif ba'al. What's the pshat? The Ritva adds a couple words. A person owes someone money and he paid him bad money, the guy has the right to say, I want good money. What is the shaykhis? Pshat is a zeis of this type. Muchach from here, the yisoid of the Avne Milui. And here, even better from the Avne Milui. When a person is Mekadesh Isha, if a person is Mekadesh Isha, Memezuz, so first, Avade, this is the Maisa Kiddush. But chutz from the Maisa Kiddushin, it's a psike. She's charging for her marriage. B'meile, zog this type, the pshat in the Ran is, Val is a psike, so he owes her, like if a person buys a house, he owes $100. I'm selling my house for $100. Make a kinyan, now you owe me $100. You came, you bought me $100 that is torn. Say, I want a better one. Shtei Daloha, I have a right to get a better one. You married me. Now you owe me the money. You paid me a shvache money. So mitzad the psike, mitzad the choiv, she has a right to ask for the money. Mitzad the choiv, she has a right to ask for the money. Lasi Daloha. So, now I want to explain. It's not again who we spoke yesterday. Yesterday we spoke, in Evi Almenas, it's a psike or not. I have a Kodesh as Bedino, Almenas Shetashle. Have the Miluim Wadr say it's a psike, we said it's a chidush. Here it's not a tznai. The kiddushin is bemonezu. Hared Mekodesh is bemonezu. So this is the psike. This is the psike. Hared Mekodesh is bemonezu. Hared Mekodesh is bemonezu. So while the kiddushin is bemonezu, it's a psike. So here everyone will be masking to the Avnei Miluim that is a maize psike. The Avnei Miluim is mechadesh that even when there's no mishpate at noim, but it's chal mitzat psike, that is a chidush. You'd say, no, tna is a milsa achrisa. But when this is the maize kiddushin, ein lecho psike, gdoi lo mizu. This is the tale of the style floor. It's very nice.
Why is it kiddushin?
Very nice. Now here Belomdes, we need a little bit help Belomdes. He was Mekadisher in this money. And the money is money ha. He had a das, the Mekadish, in this money. Why for Psyche we say value all the money, you have to switch it. And Father Maisi Kedushin, we say that it's this exactly what he meant. If he meant it, if I'm saying I marry you for this, so this is the Psyche. If it works for Kedushin, why it doesn't work for Psyche? How we spout, how we divide it to say Klapi the Maisi Kedushin. This means someone was trying to say it before you. To say it yourself, then I'm a ratzis. If it's good for the Maisi Kedushin, why is it not good for the Psyche? There's no tags, no price. When a lady says, I'm asking to get married for getting $100, it's not only she agrees to get married, she's tagging herself, she's pricing herself for that money. And like when you buy a house and you say the price is $1 million, you owe me $1 million? You owe me for my marriage the money. So here, I wanted to get married the money, so you owe me the money, so this is the marriage. The marriage is the money. The marriage is the money. Right? This is the thing. The marriage is the money. So, I understand. I made a the stipend, forget about now. So what is the pshat? So you're right that he got the money, but even when you owe $100 to someone, he has the right to get nice coins. You have to pay good money. So she says, you owe me the money, pay me. And look at the Ran, these are the words. These are the words. I don't understand. She doesn't have a price. Why is the price? Because she said, I want to get married for this. She was masking to get married for this. Why legabi the maisi kedushin, this, it's called this. Aber legabi choiv, you know, stay daze. Legabi umdene, I said the money, si heista money. But behilcho is choiv, when you owe me money, I have schusin for a choiv. So I think maybe the nusach will be like this. It'll be a big nafkemine. Let us talk, a person sells someone, I'm selling you a house for $1 million. Now, the guy comes, he wants to give you the $1 million, he starts to throw it on your head. Yeah? You tell him, no. There's a way you pay. Come, give it to me, besuder, and check, place. Why? It's called him. I can't get it like this. But Behilchis Tnoim, if I said, Al-Manasad, I will get $1 million. I think Behilchis Tnai, it's called that he got $1 million. Behilchis Maisi Kiddushin, Behilchis Maisi Kiddushin, he got $1 million. It's called a dino. It's called the money. And when person gets a payment for what he gave, he has rights. The Ran good is the same money. Oh, but I have rights to be taken care of. When you owe me, I made it tonight, I'm going to ask to get a money. So, because Kiddushin, I get a money. Money Ra is called a money. Oh, but when you owe me money, I have schusim to ask the money that I have to get. So if it's the same money of Kiyum Atnai, if I didn't get it, I didn't make Kiyum Atnai. Of a vow, we're speaking about not the money of Kiyum Atnai. We're speaking about the money of the Psyche. I'll tell you, it's an interesting zach, and I don't know, it's maybe a sikum and a chelik of Kiddushin. If a person marries a lady, she's 20 years old, he tells her, I have mekudeshesli, $100, she takes the $100, right? She tells her, I have mekudeshes b'mone, she takes the money. If he takes a nairo, 12 years old, and I have mekudeshes b'mone, the money goes to the father. Kesef kiddushin love you. What would be if he tells the girl, I have mekudeshesli, al menas, that tomorrow I will go out to eat with you. Avad, he goes out to eat with her, not with the father, right? If he tells her, Al-Menada, tomorrow I'll give you $100. To who the $100 go? To the father or to her? Josh, to who the money goes? To her or the father? What? Arayat mikudeshesli. Al-Menada, tomorrow I'll give you a puto. Al-Menada, tomorrow I'm giving you $100.
Why does she say?
What?
Why would she say?
he takes a ring, Arem Mikudeshesli, and Manaz, that tomorrow I'll give you $100. And Manaz Shiyil Dukshamim, where the rain has to go down, on the father on her. Has to rain. And Manaz, I will give tomorrow $100. Not Zoyche. If the Tnai be Miskayim, she's Mikudeshes. If the Tnai is not Miskayim, she's not Mikudeshes. Amanasha tilchil beis ovich. She has to go to her father. Amanasha tilchil beis abo. Every tnai. L'chu, the tnai is done with the girl, not with the father. I'm asking. If this is true, I'm asking you a shayla. Now, the miluim was mechadesh that it's also the price of the marriage. The price of the marriage belongs to the father. We saw in Tesis and Dav Gimel, schal bio belongs to the father. So, as the tnai, she's the address. As the psyche, l'chura, the father is the address.
He was masking.
Who?
The price is to give to his
daughter. He was not masking. I didn't say k'tano. K'tano, what he makes up for the father. I'm asking, if he went over to a nairo, he says, I have mekudeshes, he gives $100, she has to give it to her father. If he's mekadesher in a shekel, she's married in a shekel. He says, I'm menas, so he's mekayim the tnai. If the tnai, but etzim, he could mekadesher, I'm menas no tnai. She could say yes for a shekel. She said yes, but she wants the tnai. So the tnai, the money has to go to her. If it's a psikah for the marriage, as a mashma in Tesis, kesef shiyochol lemosro, that money belongs to the father. Pashtus. If we learn that that money belongs to the father, so we are interested to who the money will go. I'll bring you right that the money goes to the father. The stipend said, when you carry a lady with $100, it's also a psikah, right? So if you mekadesh a girl with $100, where the money goes? To the father, right? Stop. A regular girl, but result of mekadeshes. The money goes to the father. The stipler said, is a psyche. The father owns a psyche also. So the psyche the father owns, it's clear. If you're telling me that every kiddushin also has a psyche, so the psyche for sure goes to the father. It's mucham neve bein teira. The father gets the money of the kiddushin, the father gets the money of the psyche. So if the father gets the money of the psik, and if he makes the tnai, lechura, the right place to give the tnai would be to her. So here would be interesting the zach. If every tnai, if every maisa is also a psike, we go because on them is taki very shver. What's this mekudeshes v'yachlif? Let me send the gemara weiter. Omar Rov, Omar Rab Nachman. Omar lehiskat sheli b'mone. והניח לו משקו אין הלב אינו מקודש בעצם, מול את הפשעה הוא תקד את המושל דגמור את הפוסק עם יהודו יהודו מיץ דאישו תומו שעד הוא זה קדוש שלו וזה אסנן and she says she's masking if she gets a sheep so יהודו but I don't have a sheep so she says give me a mashko. This is what happened to Yehuda. She was masking for a sheep. It could be it was an Esna. But she was masking for a sheep. He says, sheep I don't have. I'll give. So he meets a lady, I want to marry you. For how much? Kiddushin. I'll give you money for Kiddushin. But granted, I don't have it. So take my watch in the meantime. Eino mekudeshes. Money ain't kan, mashkin ain't kan. Eis verrovel rab nachem, kitchu me mashkin mekudeshes. Osko mashkin deachim, kide rab bitzvot. כלומר, הביצור מנהי לבעל חייב שכוינה משקה, שני מלכות יהיה צדוקה, אם אין לכוין לצדוקה מנהי, מכאן לבעל חייב שכוינה משקה. בני רב חודה בר אובין, זו בן אבו אמסה בפריטה, they have a ביודה, they wanted to buy a sheep, they didn't have money, so they gave her משקה. לבסוי פי יקר אמסה, so the guy said, I want to change my mind. They told me, we gave you a משקה. אז הוא אומר, רבה מי אומר לו, פרטי אין כאן, נכסה אין כאן. Maybe you could change your mind. So the Gemara is a chidush if you mekadesh a isha b'mone and you give her a mashkoin, mone ein kan, mashkoin ein kan. What is the pshat in the Gemara? So before we see the Rashi and Tosfos, it's be'etzem two pshotim in Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim. I want to start this whole sugya, they have the sugya. Two mehalchim in Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim. And we'll say them b'ktzor and we'll try to boy them eyes. The Yesh Mefoshim and the Rosh, the first Shita and the Rosh, learns like this. We'll start a shit with a different shayla. I tell someone, I owe you $100. I'm owing you $100. But if I don't have $100, I'm giving you a mashka. I could change my mind or I can't change my mind. I'm mischayev to you $100, take a mashka. It's chal or it's not chal? The yesh mefoshim hold that it's chal. The hainu. There's no problem. I'm committing and I'm giving a mashka and it works. So why it doesn't work in our sugya? He committed $100 and he gave him a mashka. So the yesh mefoshim learn, listen carefully. Reuven and Leah, two people. He wants to marry her. He never gave her money yet, but he promised that he owes her $500 a month. Now, I owe you a money. He gives her a mashkoin. The Rishonim learn, in the taking of the mashkoin, he becomes owing her a money. He owes her the money. So I'm asking this lady. Before she was a lady that no one owed her money. Now she's very happy. Someone owes her a million. She's worth, if you want the value, how much she's worth today. She's worth, someone owes her a money. So the SM, she got a money. So he tells her, and that zach what you got, I want to marry you. And this I'm marrying you. Before I did not owe you money, now I owe you money. I want to explain, I'm not promising to give you. I owe you. If I die, you take it for my kids. I'm not promising only to give you. I'm a chayev myself to give you money. And I owe you the money. If Lamashal, you want to go to Beis Din, you could go to Beis Din, they will sue me, and they will collect the money from me. Not that I know I promised you I'm marrying you tomorrow, and tomorrow you will get a ring. I'm owing you money. It works. This is what the Yesh Mefoshim learned. And la'alocha de paskin, if someone comes to his friend, I want to owe you $100. Take a mashka, now I owe you $100. In that moment, he owes $100. So why she's not mekudeshes? The chiddush of the sugya is, you cannot marry a lady by owing her money. Why you can't marry a lady by owing her money? Because kinyan kesef, you have to give her something. Here, you know, you owe her money. I'm asking now to owe to the whole world money, but I didn't lose no money yet. I'm in a bad matzah that I owe a lot of money, but nothing came out of me. So b'meile, it's not considered that he gave kesef kiddush. I feel that loshon haGemara will have to be misyashim exactly what pshat money ein kan mashken ein kan. But not the pshat that she got a. B'meile, while it's not a kiddushin, so the whole choiv falls apart. Now he doesn't owe the money anymore. Abel, the marshal, if he goes to his friend and he says, I will owe you money, and that money that I'm going to owe you, take a mashkoin, and now I owe you money. He owes the money. And with that, the miyashiv, the gemoris, and bob mitzia, that poyalim, that came and gave a mashkoin, it works. This is the first shita. The yesh mefoshim, the rashbo. The Rosh says, no, the problem is different. He wants to owe money, he gives a mashkoin. What is a mashkoin? A mashkoin and the money that I owe, but he doesn't owe it yet. It doesn't start. How it starts? The mashkoin is, and the money that he owes. But how he owes? Where's the kinyan? I promise you, I owe you money. Take a mashkoin. On what? Maybe explain it. I owe you money. Take a mashkoin. On what? How it makes? Monenka, mashkenenka. Monenka, mashkenenka.
He's giving
him a mashkenenka. So he's trying. Quick, what happens? Why? He does it very quick. What it helps? So he does it. What it helps? He doesn't owe money. He gave a mashken. Monenka, mashkenenka. Forget if the Rosh, the words of the Gemara is Kipshutai. Monenka, vivo sein da mashken. Mashken of us. Mashken on what? And what is a mashken? And what is the mashkin? How will be a
mashkin.
A mashkin is when you owe money. I owe you money already for 5 years, and I'm not paying. You go, you take a mashkin. Take a mashkin, the way that works.
No, mashkin is
just a little. Yeah, yeah, please. The mele, it's not a tip. Mashkin has to be you owe money. You owe money, the mashkin. I give you $100, so you owe me $100, and I want the mashkin when I'm giving you the $100. So you owe me money for the $100 that I gave you. So b'shas alvo, I give you a mashkin. But I'm promising you that I owe you money. When you promise someone that you owe him money, it doesn't help to take a mashkin. These are the two shittas. So lefili yesh mefoshim in the rosh, the problem in the sugya is not the chalois that the mashkin can catch. It's not a problem. The mashkin could work. It's like, oh, Shmuel is busy to explain. Shimon is busy to explain how the mashkin taki works with the first shita. I mean, the rosh tide is good. How it will start? Maybe boim keechot. Maybe boim keechot. Zog the rosh. No. The mashkin just can't work. The mashkin can't start. We will be a nefkemine. What a be. She goes over to the lady. I want to marry you to owe you $100. Make a Kenyan Suda that I owe you $100. Kenyan Suda works, right? We call them Yodam. We do a Suda. We call them Yodam. You owe the money. She's married or not? I'm marrying you the money and we make you a Kenyan Suda that I owe you the money. The fit the first sheet, the mashkin also could work. But with the choyd, we can't ish mekanizayin. Masha'engi lefit the rosh. The problem was, money ain't get mashkin emka. But look at you, you make a Kenyan Suda, you make a Kenyan Shtar, a vanish, you'll be Mekudeshes. These are the two Shittas. We'll see in a second. It's a avoid of what Rashi and Tesis hold. Not claw, what Rashi and Tesis hold. It's interesting to say, it's a big Suda in the Rishonim, two Pshatim. Rashi is one line in Rashi. Tesis is a couple more lines, actually. But in Rashi is a mamash one line to explain what is the avonita. Now, the interesante Shulchan Aruch. Interesante Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, he goes over to the lady and he tells her, I will owe you kach v'kach and take a mashkin. Eino mekudeshes. Zog de Ramo, with the Lashon HaRambam. Simen Choftes Zeivo. Oma lo iskachni bedino, v'nosan lo mashkin at sheiten adino. Eino mekudeshes. Zog de Ramo. The kol sheken im nosan lo shtar al adino de lo yehave kiddush. Again, he's catchily bedino. I don't have the money. Take a mashkin. Eino mekudeshes. It's a gemot. Zog de Ramo, ve kol sheken, im omar lo, im nosan lo shtar al adino de lo yave kiddush. So he's catched the dino, mashkin doesn't work. Zog de Ramo, ve kol sheken. Zog de chalkes mechoyki, what is kol sheken? We have two pshot. Lefi de rishayim, you can't be mekadesh mechoyf. Lefi de rosh, it's because the Kenyan is not chal. Beshtar, the Kenyan is chal. Why are you telling me kol sheken? How are you telling me that iskashli bedino and he gives the mashkin eino mekudeshes? Vekol sheken, if you write a shtar, it's chal. And lefi de rosh, she would have to be mekudeshes. She's only not mekudeshes lefi de rishonim. How the Ramok, the Shulchan Aruch could say is catch the bedino of the mashkin and mekudeshes? Zog the Ramok with kol sheken b'shtar. Zog the Chalik is mechoy. Kanira the Ramok decided here not to pass him like the Rosh. He was going like the Yesh Meforshim. So why he made a kol sheken? He hoped the Kenyan could be chal. So why it doesn't work? Because he didn't give nothing, right? I'm asking you when he gives less. When he gives a mashkin or when he gives a shtar? Again, if the kinyan is chal, when you promise someone money and you give a mashkin, the kinyan is chal, the matona is chal, it only doesn't work by kiddush. Why? Because you have to give the money. It's by you. You didn't give nothing. She didn't get nothing yet. She didn't give it. When he gives less, b'shtar or b'mashke? Josh, when is giving less? B'shtar or b'mashke? B'shtar? In mashke, we know from Reb Chaim, in mashke, link the choy. In mashke, link the choy. The mashke is ever so tfisa from the money. And mashkin lick the choy. Zog the Ramo, I hold like the first shita that the kiddushin is not chal. Not because the kinyan doesn't work. It's not chal because you have to give. It's not a maisa. It's not a kinyan. It doesn't work. Doesn't work. Memele hu adin b'shtar, and not hu adin kol shikin b'shtar. So it's a mod nezach. They call it a sheker dike kol shikin. Here it's not chal. Why? Because there's no kinyan. B'shtar to bichal. So the rabbi is coming to say, don't have a mistake like the rosh that it's chal b'shtar. I'm telling you that it's not chal. Leshitosi that it's not chal because the problem is in the choiv. It's kol shikin b'shtar. But someone will hold that b'shtar she's mekudeshes. So it's when you write the aloha, she's not mekudeshes and kol shikin b'shtar. I hold that it's kol shikin b'shtar. But yesh mishoimer shebishtar mekudeshes. As they state in the Rashbo and the Fei, it's a Chazor and the Fei. The Gemara says the first Rashi in Hey, shtar in poidim boim kosav legizbo shtar alamo espidian eina hegdesh podui meduyek in Rashi. Look in Hey Mudalef meduyek in Rashi that in the same case bekidushin she's mekudeshes. Shtar in poidim boim kdeishes Rashi Hey Mudalef im kosav legizbo. Zog der Rashbo, mashma that if you will write a shtar on kesef is chayves, she'll be mekudeshes. So it's a kol. So this is the chalkes b'chayke the bishmul. The Ramo says a kol shekin that it's a bluff. הרי לפי לראש יש מקודשת. I hope. So that, the אחרונים go and ask, stiers in the Ramo. And the המשך הרמו אל אבן עזר is מוכר in a couple places that he passed in the Rosh. וכו, now it's מוכר that he's going לפי יש מפורשים. And that's time going. וכל שכן. וכל שכן. I hope that יש מפורשים. So I'm saying, יש פה בעיה. The בעיה is, this is the בעיה with the answer. The Chalkes Mechoikik said he's going like the Rosh. And then they ask Stiris in the Rosh. I don't know if all these girls will get to the Stiris in the Rosh. I'm saying, but the Pesach is that you're right that he's going with the Rosh. I'm sorry, that he's going like the Yesh Mefoshim. Because if he holds like the Rosh, she has to be Kudeshet B'shtar. But how you could say Kol Shekin? The Hu Adin B'shtar, because I hold like that shit. Ari Lefi the Rosh, it's Fakert. The Ramo is Meram is here. That he meant that she's not mekudeshet, not only lefi the yesh mefosh. He meant that she's not mekudeshes, even lefi the rosh. Aye, lefi the rosh of the kinyan is chal, she's mekudeshes. Weiss tois the rosh maybe is moide that is two chesroines in the sugya. One chesroin that the kinyan is not chal, and the rosh also holds that even if the kinyan is chal, he's masking to the rishonim. Again. We have a klore machleikes, like we mentioned, Rashbo, that yesh mefoshim learn that the kinyan is not chal, but she's not mekudeshet because he didn't give the money. And the Rosh said that the kinyan is not chal. Oh, but if the kinyan be chal, zok the Rashbo, but as Rashi and the Fei, she'll be mekudeshet. Now the Rabbo passed that b'shtar, she's not mekudeshet. Pashas is only yesh mefoshim. But if he calls it kol shekin, vaistis he holds that b'shtar. Even if the kinyan is chal, but there's another chisoron that he never gave epes. That is two chisroinus. Now, this is the aleph of the tzus of the shmaisa. Now, Rabbi Seinu, the Pnei Yeshua Be'etzem, is the more of the shmaisa here. How Rashi and Tesis learn. So the Rashi said Mefurish and Dafei that Shita Rashi that Bishtar it works. So in the Rashi and Dafei state with the Rashi that the problem is the Maisikinian. But Lu Yitzu Mona Engan Mashkin Engan. But if yes, it works. Lama Zan Loshen Rashi by us Mona Engan Hilkach Mashkin Eino Yisho Veklum Sheina Mashkin Maton. So the Pirshua, this means the Rosh. Hilkach Eina Mashkin Shoveklum. Why? Because it's not Chav. If it be Chav, she'll be Mekudeshes. If it be Chav, she'll be Mekudeshes. She's Eina Mekudeshes. Hilkach HaMashkin Eina Shoveklum. Because Mona Engan, the Mashkin is Gomish. That's a Teisves, Zog de Pnei Yeshua, is a stira. When you start Teisves, it's Mashma that he learns like the Rishonim, and in the Hemshech, it's Mashma that he's learning like the Rosh. Maybe you will hold from both. Lomas and the Teisves inside. Mona Enga Mashkin Enga. Ve'einu Mikudeshes. Nefisho Isho Niknes Bekesef. Ve'akesef Einoi Be'ein. He'eich Yikneh. It's not the words of the Yesh Mefoshim. It doesn't say that it's not Chav. Ve'akesef einoi be'ein. She'ein ha'mashkin tachas ha'kesef. Keivon shelo yishoer b'yad ha'isho. He doesn't say he poshut doesn't owe the money. Ein ha'kesef be'ein. Vada yom alo yizkachi b'mashkin zeh. והמשכן יהיה שלוך, פשיטה למוקדשת. כמו יקן, אם עוד אוהל לחברוי, הייתן לחומונה במתונה, והניח לו משכן עליו, לא יקונו המונה במשיך עשה משכן. Why? פייד פני ישוע, why not? Here it's not a מייסי קידושים. יש מפורשים, hold on it works. So this is what פני ישוע is telling the Aron. The Rosh starts the words that she's אין המקודשת, שאין הכסף בהם. It's נשכן גלד. Hi, the mashkin. While the mashkin doesn't stay, it's not called money. It's not called money. It's not called money. And then his mamshich and he says, but matona it's also not koine. Why but matona it's not koine? Are lefi the rosh? Lefi the yesh mefalshim matona it's koine. The problem was only in kiddush. Zog de Pnei Yeshua, Teisus hold Vaisus in both Chesloimus. Now, we have Be'etzem three Shittas. We have a Shitta that holds that it's the only problem is B'Kiddushi, V'Matone it works. But it's not called Kesef, and Lefi that Shtar will not work. Yesh Mefoshim, the Fakir, the problem is in the Kinyan. But if you have a Shtar, it will work. And we have a third Shitta. The problem is also in the Kinyan, and doesn't work with Matone, and the problem is also with Kiddush. Now, the Gemara is Mamshich. Eis v'rovel Rab Nachman kitcha b'mashkin mekudeshes. Hosom b'mashkin de'achayim v'kedar Rav Yitzchok. The Rav Yitzchok minayin le'bal choyim shekoyin e'mashkin, sh'nem l'chotir etzloke, imen nikoyin etzloke, minayin mikal le'bal choyim shekoyin e'mashkin. Mashkin de'achayim, it works. So now we'll start. Lefini yesh meforshim, deer is real money. Chaskel owes the money. So now he gave her that mashkin. Someone owes him money, he gave her that money. But lefini, I'm sorry, so lefini the rosh, here the kinyan is chal. Lefini the rosh, here the kinyan is chal. When he tells her, I owe you money and gives a mashkin, it doesn't start. But if someone owes him money and he transfers, now he owes you. I'm giving you what he owes me. It's a real Maisa Kiddushin. Aval lefide yesh mefoshim that the problem was not in the chalois. Choyv is not something that you could get married with. It's not something that she could feel in her hands. Nothing happened here. Frek de Rashbos, why mashkan de acherim shiz mekudeshes? When I gave you a mashkin, I also owe you money. You said owing money is garnish. So why mashkin de acherim is mekudeshes? Again, if the problem was when I gave you, I was not mischayev, mashkin de acherim, the chiyuv is there. Oh, but the fili yesh mefoshim that it's not money. It's like the Rashba, the chiluk is very poshut. Like I said before, when I mischayev to you money, I didn't take out no money from my pocket. I promise you. When someone owes me money and I give it to you, you know what happens? Now he doesn't owe me. He owes you. So I left. For me, that choiv disappeared. So I gave you a ma'aseh kiddush. So this is ba'etzem the tzus of the shmaise. Betamtis. Behind him. As a machlekes, if the pshat it's not chal, or is a problem with the ma'aseh kiddush, if it's not chal, zogin the rishonim, so mashkin the achayim, it's poshut why she's mekudeshet. And b'shtar, it's poshut why she's mekudeshet. Or the lomdus of the sugi, not that it's not chal. For ma'aseh kiddush, it's daf geb. Das heist ich zu geb. Aber me mele hu adin b'shtar. So heist ich zu geb. This is the rabo. We call she can b'shtar. Ah, I frag the Rashbo, so why mashkin the achayim will work? Ari mashkin the achayim, I also didn't give. So like the, you're right, you didn't give her. Oh, but it came out from you. When I promise someone that I owe you $1 million, but I could stay this, I could promise millions and millions, and I stay the same person. When someone owed me money and I gave it, I had it, and I don't have it anymore. That's in this sugya is a bissel mel to do, but I think I'll say that advorim will be mamshich tomorrow, tonu rabbonon. I want to finish till the end of the Om with all the Gemoras because it's a shame.